Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is What Gets in the Way?
The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and still you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Today I was looking out my window and watched the tree branches full of new leaves bend and blow as the rain fell and fell. Then I looked closer. The window screen was in the way. I realized that if I were to get my camera, what I would see is the screen between me and reality, a grid of small aluminum squares with just a hint of what was beyond. Perhaps today's gospel is about Philip's vision of Jesus caught in the screen. Who and what do we see? What gets between us and the reality of God's presence? May is a time of family gatherings, first communions, graduations, and weddings. They multiply family celebrations. Don't we often look around to see if there is someone who makes us feel comfortable there? We also might hear, "You're just like your father," or "You're doing what mom would do." In today's gospel, Philip wants to see the Father. But Jesus is the true image of God in his actions and very being, just as we are called to become. We want to be seen for who we are, and so does Jesus. The Christ is revealed through everything in the universe, even through you and I. We need just to focus beyond our protective screens and realize the presence. From the beginning, God is so thoroughly mixed up in creation that it is filled with love and life. Yesterday was a rare sunny day this spring, and on my walk, every flowering plant and trees revealed the creative love of our God. The God presence within Jesus expands through his death and resurrection in the Christ, into whom we are baptized and called. Jesus speaks of the empowerment we receive as we believe and come into union with God. We will do even greater works because of the Christ present within us. When we take the time to notice God's presence bathing us with love, our ability to trust and love is expanded. When people look at us, who do they see? May they come to see in us a welcome into the unconditional love of God who fills us. Today, instead of rushing by everything and missing the moment, can we look to notice the God who surrounds us? Who knows what we will come to know? and God will delight in us.